We have a voodoo alert. I mean, it can't stop, won't stop. Twins botch an inning-ending double play ball.
Oops.
Into bases loaded, into sac fly, bleeder drop. It's voodoo. Tie game, 2-2. The Tiger voodoo now extends geographically to other cities. The blast radius of the voodoo extends to the 216.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is what I've been trying to say for 2 weeks with this. It has less to do with you and more to do with the Twins. You could be playing this level of ball and still not meaningfully cut into the deficit if the Twins were a remotely close to 500 team. The Twins cannot win baseball games. Do you know what their answer was as their fireman in the middle of this game? A guy that was claimed off waivers 3 days ago with a 6 ERA from the Angels, Cole Irvin. He's trash.
Just don't badmouth me when I go in the next inning.
No, my point is the Twins' pen has been one of the five worst in baseball since your run started. You're going to be okay. But I had to tell Kenny. Like, again, it's like watching a TV broadcast. It's all just moans and ecstasy. Breathe, dude. It's a sack fly. Kenny had a kid.
Oh, no. Oh, dude, he's glued to the set. The season can't end fast enough for the Twins.
It is over.
Right, they're just...
This might get to a point where the Tigers don't need the White Sox series.
Yeah.
Because this team can't win a baseball game.
You're right. All you got to do is take one game from the White Sox and you're in. I'll take that.
You know what? I'm in, guys.
Hey!
Wait.
I'm in.
You're not going to be the lone holdout anymore?
I am in. I don't know what's going on, but it has to be the voodoo.
It's voodoo.
This is crazy.
It's that deal you made with the devil.
You're doubling down.
Blackjack. David, you're playing blackjack. Not only have you won 9 hands in a row, 4 of them have been blackjacks. That's what it took. Look, I'll say the power stat to you again, courtesy of Evan Jenkins, stats and research information. August 10th, this baseball team was 55-63. If you complete the trick to make the playoffs, you will be only the second team in history to do that. The other, the 1973 Mets. And let's face it, that's 50 years ago. It doesn't even count.
Right.
You'd be the only team in the history of real baseball. The 70s, you still had guys puffing heaters and working in the coal mine in the offseason.
Yeah, there was no interleague play. Yeah. Totally different baseball
game. So it took voodoo. And the voodoo's real. And now, by the end of this day, the tiebreaker may be evaporated. So, Rico, why don't you ask him the question? I'm going to sit over here sad because Saturday night State's got no shot now that Nick Marsh ain't playing.
It's a rumor.
It's something you told me.
It's a rumor.
Well, you reported it as fact.
I did not.
David, he did. We got no shot. We're running triple
options. I'm looking for the news, Rico.
There is no news. There is a rumor. The question I have for Tigers fans out there.
Do you believe in voodoo?
Yeah, because the voodoo is happening.
Would you sacrifice a chicken?
No. You don't have to sacrifice a chicken because the Twins, they're doing this all by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to keep winning.
Who's the guy you used to joke about? You had a loser uncle? Or was that a fictional character?
Oh, it was that Uncle Lenny dude.
Yeah, yeah. The Twins are Uncle Lenny, which essentially, well, I won't say it. I was going to say something else.
But for the Tigers fans out there, 248-539-9797, if for some reason the Tigers do not make the playoffs.
Which isn't going to happen. You're going to clinch by Wednesday. You're going to be all set.
Was this ride worth it? This magical ride that they have now, the bandwagon is just growing and growing. Will it be worth it to you? If they don't make it, are you disappointed? Are you angry? Or are you just like me? Man, I loved it. It's fun. And I'm now looking forward to the next year because I'm expecting more.
Yes.
248-539-9797.
David, ticket text. We start the 3 o'clock hour, and we will get some college football in the mix. And tomorrow, Football Friday, Lions, tricky game out in the desert. Anytime you fly out west, it's a lively Arizona team. We're going to talk a lot about them. What do you got for us?
Absolutely 100% worth it. Anytime a home team is in a playoff conversation, does it matter Whether you're chasing or holding a spot, it's always better than being completely out of it.
I'm with you there. If you were the Twins, that's where the heartbreak is. There's no heartbreak if the Tigers don't pull this off. It's been remarkable. But they've proven the time is going to be now, which means we get to come out of the darkness and we get to live again. I mean, it's been a decade of darkness. That's the win. And yeah, it'd be great to have a playoff series. And I hope for your guys' sake it happens. But I'm not going to be mad if they don't make it. And no, I'm not going to do what Cookies is going to do in the morning. Hey, Rick, if you would have got a bat. I'm tired. I'm too old. I don't care anymore. I'm done. Just don't care. I'm not going to have those arguments. Yes, you know I was team bat. Hats for bats.
Yeah, it was this was a fun ride. This was a magical ride. The voodoo was going on. And I thought about this last night. Like, you know, in the event that, let's say, Fangraphs is right and I'm not, I'm okay.
They're not right.
Right, but it's just one of those, like, I wouldn't be angry. You know, because sometimes you're like, man, it would be so disappointing. How could you get this close? I'm okay if something weird happens and the Twins take a shower and just get all the stench off of them and decide, oh, yeah, we are a Major League Baseball team, and the Tigers don't make it, I'm good with that. But I think they're going to make it.
Me too.
You're all setting yourselves up for an epic heartache. Enjoy, though. From Steve.
Oh, man. Boy, Steve, you must be a ton of fun at parties. I tell you. Is that what you said on your wedding day?
Congratulations, honey. You're my silver medal. The girl I really wanted to marry turned me down. So
right. David's at his wedding, and he's going like, I'm going to get so many other women pregnant. I do. Like, what planet does a guy like Steve come from? Setting ourselves up for heartbreak. What, being engaged with a playoff chase?
But to some people out there, they don't want to be heartbroken. It took a while to get Kenny and David on our side.
I know.
Why? Well, but if they lose, then I'm going to be disappointed. I think they've reached the point now where you can't be disappointed with this team, no matter what.
I would agree with you, but, you know.
What I just saw turned the corner for me. You have a easy double play, and they botch it, and they, like,
David.
Yes, I'm all in.
David, would you show me what happened in Seattle last night when they played the Yankees? That's voodoo, West Coast voodoo. Like, what the heck is going on? Runner on third, bat flies. He gets out of the way of the bat and runs to the dugout. You know, it wasn't a foul ball.
So I'm going to share. Can I share something? And I'm going to have to do a light editorial for language purposes. Cookies and you and Riggs, you know, a little group text, and it's generally baseball related, dog days of summer, and we joke around. So last night I did a straw poll, like, because I don't have Twitter. So I this is my fun with these guys. So I said, hey, fellas, Twins up 2-1 in the seventh. How will they lose tonight? This is before the voodoo. I said, choice A, another Duren meltdown, because he's been bad the last seven. Choice B, line drive off Thielbar's penis, I changed the word, into right. Picked up by Buxton, upon picking up baseball, ball explodes, both die, runner scores. Or choice C, Zeppelin crashes into left fielder, attempting to catch final out, ball incinerated, umps confer with New York, Guardians win. 5 minutes later, they gave up the lead. Like, that's the Twins. David, you at a certain point, you just stop going, you know, it's like an Ice Cube movie. You know it's going to suck. Yeah. Don't be surprised. Like when you started watching Are We There Yet? You knew it was a bad movie.
Facts.
You knew. So watch Iowa football. Disappointed, no offense. No.
Well, just this. Any ending double play.
But wait.
Nope.
Zeppelin.
How can we make this more difficult? Let me boot this.
Liner, off sack, into right. Ball explodes. Game over. 248-539-9797. It's tied at 2, middle of the seventh in Cleveland. We'll keep you apprised. We'll get to your phone calls next. All right, let's get to the people. Get some college football later. 2-2, bottom seven, Twins Guardians. That's live now. Why is it relevant? Well, it's the tiebreaker. This is the game in hand that they have, and if they screw to pooch here, you're truly one game out. So, yeah, it's meaningful. Twins have a robust three hits. They've botched a double play to cough up the lead. They're basically twinning, and this is every reason you're in it. You playing well is only a piece of it. This team needed the free fall, and boy, they're doing it for you. They're paying us back for 09. Yeah. They're paying us back for Iserman. That's right.
Yeah, they're giving it away right now.
Let's go. Josh, 97.1. What's up, Josh? Josh?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Josh. What's going on?
I mean, big baseball guy, and so the ride's absolutely worth it. I think this team's elicited nothing but apathy up until probably last year's fake pennant chase in the AL Central when we finished second, which just sounds hilarious looking at the AL Central right now. But, you know, 5 years ago, this team had a lineup with what Brandon Dixon and Jacoby Jones. And 5 years from now, this lineup still might include Riley Green and Parker Meadows. And so the fact that you can feel anything, even if it does end up being disappointment, I just think it's a tremendous thing, and it's super exciting. And yeah, I'm here tracking Guardians Twins while at work on a Thursday afternoon in September. Right?
Josh,
I mean, what are
Josh,
we doing?
Like, Josh, your boss isn't listening, but right. just talk to Uncle Mike for a second. Your productivity is zero, isn't it?
It is probably like March.
Yeah, man. baseball is like my sport, and so this is just so much fun. It really is.
It is, but Josh, that's the big thing too. Is I wouldn't be able to be upset or sad or look, I would have to set up like a movie situation. Like they go into the weekend up two on the Twins and get swept by the Sox.
Right.
I'd have to arrive at outer space stuff to feel remote anguish.
It's like the end of Moneyball, right? Where they have that 20-game win streak and then they get swept by the Twins or whatever in that first round, right? And you're just like, oh, well, what was it really for? But I don't know. It's still, I'm down for whatever happens.
You know why? Because next year, Josh, and hopefully you're still listening and calling the show, we're going to be able to talk about the expectation is win the Central. Like, be engaged Absolutely. In trade talks. Be engaged. Be buyers. Spend money. Sign Scooble. Like, yes, Josh, 100%.
I mean, put this in perspective. Coming off of a Lions loss, I think we've talked more Tigers this week. Like, the Lions, Super Bowl expectation. We've been wrapped up in this Detroit Tigers team and the voodoo and the magic and everything that's going on.
And it also helps realistically, and I'm not condemning football. I'm just saying, you know, when the NFL season won't be over until February, it's September 19th.
Yeah.
It's okay. We can mix in some other stuff. We've been conditioned the last 10 years that the Tigers don't get talked about in September. And look, I want to talk a little college football, even though you killed Michigan State Saturday night because Nick Marsh isn't playing.
I did not do that. Mm-hmm. I did not do that.
And it's the red bandana game.
That is true. I like the Boston College uniforms.
Factually, they're 4-6 in red bandana games. It's not some big advantage for them.
It's kind of like Notre Dame and the green uniforms. They really don't win in them.
I like that. I do like that. Good for you. 248-539-9797. Go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. It's my first time calling. I just wanted to say I'm really happy. But I've been listening to you guys for years, but I just wanted to say I'm with the other guy.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening. Go ahead.
What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you guys could hear me. But, yeah, I just want to say I'm with the other guy, and I'm really excited. I think if we do make the playoffs, it's obviously crazy. Like, no one thought 4 months ago that we would even be having this conversation. But I like to look to the future, and I'm looking at the Scott Harris thing with more positivity now, too. So I think he might be onto something. I don't know for sure. We don't know for sure, but I'm definitely excited, and I think the ride has been amazing regardless.
So, Matt, the Harris thing is love-hate for me because I can say Longview, he will put you in a better spot as an organization on a developmental level. I got to put you on hold. You got a lot of car noise there. I apologize. On a developmental level, player identification, I don't question any of that. What I don't like is I have a very bad feeling, and I want to be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, and I hope I start being wrong this winter, that they're going to operate like a small market team. And I'm not here for it. And we can get into arguments, and you can tell me about the Tampa Bay Rays, or you can tell me about the Oakland A's under Billy Beane, who, by the way, didn't win anything. I know, here's what it is. It's like 9 of the last 10 World Series champs have a top 10 payroll. There's just a way that it's got to get done. And I don't view my city as a small market town.
Yeah,
I don't. So I got to wait. Long view, do I think he will do really well with evaluation? Yes, that's his calling card. But I need to see.
I know. Let's just stay focused.
And that's why I'm not being negative. I'm just rolling.
Don't make me walleye.
By the way, Twins bullpen imploding. We don't have a Zeppelin. We don't have an exploding baseball. And we don't have a line drive off genitalia. But what we do have are bullpen walks. First and second, one out, bottom seven. Guardians. Naylor at the dish. What?
No, I'm just trying to think, should we predict how this thing crashes?
Zeppelin.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to go baseball exploding.
Anything's possible. Yeah. What's the movie where he hits the ball so hard it unravels? And they can't throw the guy out at first. The ball literally unravels and they pick it up and it's just, is it The Natural? Is that the one with Roy Hobbs?
Yes.
He picks up the baseball and it's just all thread? That's about to happen in Cleveland. What if they hit the ball and it's threads, but inside the ball unravels and you see hidden is like a little devil, Little Caesars figurine.
Oh.
The Twins pen. The gift that keeps on giving. Let's
or
go.
They just span the crowd and it's the girl from The Ring sitting in outfield all by herself.
Let's go to Austin. 97.1. Austin, how are you today?
Doing well, gentlemen. Hey, this has been fun. I'm not a huge baseball guy, but I married into a giant baseball family, and so now I'm the guy who's FaceTiming my mother-in-law in the bottom of the ninth last night because she doesn't have Bally Sports, and we're loving it, and it's fun. And you talk about like the feeling of chasing something right now. It's like you guys were talking a little bit about, you know, we're flip-flopping between the NFL and baseball right now. It's like, think about how we were feeling once the Lions picked up steam last year. I mean, it's kind of a similar feeling. And, you know, thinking about, you know, you just mentioned, is Detroit going to be a big town in terms of, are we going to spend money? Are we going to make? I think the rest of the United States and different leagues are looking at Detroit going, all right, this is a place where we want to spend money now because they're starting to figure this out. And this place is not just literally on fire anymore.
Listen, if you're willing to spend, the players will come. I mean, look at the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, the Green Bay Packers, which is a hellhole city. You know, the Giants had an all-pro safety in Xavier McKinney in the prime of his career, and he decided, I'm taking my talents to Green Bay. Like, you spend the money, the players will come. The only league that doesn't happen is the NBA. Any other league, show
and
me
that's
the money.
A whole nother ball of wax. I don't even want to get into that.
I know.
But you think, and there's a little part of this too, though, like, you know, just like in terms of like what professional sports are doing right now, in terms of getting on the bandwagon of what the rest of the country is doing right now in some respects, is small town feel or like not what you expected town feel, it's in right now. And people just want something like that to believe in. And for the last 2 years in football and now like kind of watching baseball, people are like, I want to see Detroit do it. I want to see.
Well, no. Hey, listen, you know what, too, Austin? We paid our dues. We had the worst winning percentage of any four-sport town in America over the last 10 years at a 375 win percentage. We paid our dues. We suffered. Why can't we have nice things? And you know what? It shouldn't just be the Lions. All these franchises owe. They all contributed to that nonsense.
Yep.
Now, you want me to let the Pistons off the hook because they just don't count and nobody cares about them? Fine enough. But the Wings, the Tigers, and the Lions, they owe. They're in your debt.
I throw the Pistons in there as well. We'll see what happens.
I was trying to be nice, but you want me to be mean?
No, it's not being nice, Mike. It's not being nice. I mean, there wasn't that long ago we were talking about the Tigers this way.
There's no voodoo. Guardians couldn't get it done in the seventh. We're going to the eighth, tied at two.
It makes the voodoo even special when it happens.
Extra innings voodoo?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you right now, FanDuel just updated live odds, -145 on that Zeppelin. Mm-hmm.
That's when it becomes heartbreaking.
And it's not even going to be like the Zeppelin crashing into Durin in extras. It's just going to be the tip of the Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Like a directed shot. And they're just going to rule. We got to get out of here. Stadium's on fire. Guardians win.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, slow rolling ball down to second, and he just totally misses it.
Got any other devastating injury updates from State you could offer me?
I don't know what you're talking about, Mike. What does it matter? You don't watch the team anyway.
Yes, I do.
You don't like them.
No.
You don't like them. You cashed out because college football.
No.
Because I ruined college football for you.
First of all, I'm not like several hosts at this place. I actually watch games. Second of all, they're still my school. I love to hate them. Third of all, just because I don't have the maniacal passion I once had doesn't mean I wasn't looking forward to a Saturday evening game that they actually had a shot in, which I won't get in the month of October unless we're playing Iowa.
I thought I ruined it for you.
You have ruined a lot.
Okay. I got to work harder.
He said it.
No. I want you miserable on Saturdays.
David, some of the ticket techs. We'll get to the callers. Twins, a hapless top of the eighth. Game time. Bottom of the eighth. This is where the Twins cough it up and the Guardians take the lead. This is the Zeppelin inning. What are the ticket techs have to say? What's going on here?
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Rico. You're making me aware of the Tigers. Plus 410 to make the playoffs a couple days ago. And more importantly, the Twins stinking and pending implosion. Got me at plus 370s when I took it, and now I've been listening to Double D nightly. It is voodoo.
It is voodoo, but like that's, again, I'll continue to say it. That's what sports is. How did the Giants with a backup quarterback with a terrible 1970s mustache go into San Francisco, beat a team that was supposed to three-peat, and then win a Super Bowl over the Bills who were dominant? Sports. How does NC State make a run in the NCAA tournament and win it all? Sports.
Was that the Norwood game?
Yes, it was. Wide right. Hate to see it.
Lost so much money.
But you just... That's the whole thing. Rich Strike, 82-1 in the Kentucky Derby. People forgot he was even in the race, and then he had a .0. He was the Detroit Tigers in the stretch drive. He needed absolute perfection. One false move or misstep, Rich Strike doesn't get up to win the race. It's sports.
Was that the horse that one got scratched, so he took the spot?
Yes, and the jockey basically drove him like a Buick.
Because I remember
over the place.
We did the Derby draft, and it's just like, all right, well, whoever this horse is, I'll take him. And that ended up being the horse that won.
But that's why we like sports. There has to be a space for it. But can you, like, you know what it is, Rico? I've done this for so, so long. And by nature, I try to be pragmatic. Like, I have a way I want things. But when you, like, we are at a point in sports where everything is dissected to such a level. It's like, are we allowed to even just watch games anymore?
Yeah.
I love people that are trying to be, you know, Lee Harvey truthers here. Oh, well, this is why. No. There is no this is why it's happening. There was no precursor. There was nothing suggestive of this when you were 10 games out, eight games under 500, and just sold at the deadline. Nothing. But it's sports, and you just let it happen. And it's happening in real time.
And because I think there was no expectation for this team, you can have fun with this. This wasn't a team where, you know what, it was World Series or bust, and right now we're angry, and these guys better make the playoffs. There's no expectation. So I think that's what's allowing me to just say, if the Tigers tank, which they won't, but if they do, I'm fine with this. Because you brought entertainment to me. You brought voodoo, and you made this fun.
Let's go to CJ, 97.1. Hi, Siege. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, CJ. What's up?
Hey, so I wanted to call in because I agreed with the point that you were bringing up right before you guys went to break, that how can I have fun during all this, you know, when I can't trust Scott Harris and Chris Illich to write the checks at the end of the day? Because how I see it is, we're going to make the playoffs, and then they're going to be content with the team that we have and not feel the need to spend. And then, you know, we're going to go into next year making zero progress.
All right, look, if it plays out that way, I'll be right there with you. I'll be standing at your side for the vigil that'll kill my ability to root for this team. But I can't do that today. I hear you loud and clear, CJ. And what Benetti came on our airwaves and did with the morning show scared the bejesus out of me. But I can't believe I'm saying it. I have to let it play out. I'm living for today.
You do.
We'll do the angry show together. I'll bet you lead off on that show if they don't spend money. I promise you. But I can't do it today, CJ. We got to roll. You know what I mean? We got to just, here and now, if I told you August 10th, the Tigers could be one game out of the playoffs, you'd be like, okay, Mike's on that rock. Like something's wrong here.
The ooh-wee.
Yeah, Mike is his cry for help. Let's go to Mo. He'll get the final word. We'll do a little football. We'll get back with the Tigers. Keep you posted on this Cleveland game as well. Mo, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? First time caller, long time listener.
Well, Mo,
and
welcome.
I fully believe. Yeah, thank you. I fully believe in the Tigers. I'm going to work tomorrow in all gray with my scuba jersey on, and I believe in the voodoo.
Yeah, there's nothing not to believe in. You've come this far. Who, like, for people. You know, look, I was easily like, okay, let's say it was 10 days into the run. And I'm like, yeah, great, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not going to keep up. But when you get to this point, you can't say it's not going to keep up because it's kept up.
Absolutely.
And you just roll with it. And you try to have a good time with it. And
you don't try to explain it. You just have fun
absolutely.
With it.
Absolutely. I went to 3 games this year. And until I bought my scuba jersey, the day I bought my scuba jersey, we won.
See?
That's I can't it. Remember what game that was, but because we was drinking down there. But
well, you
it
know,
was a teardrop for all the haters.
And no, Mo, did it come with a little vial of blood too?
Did you get the voodoo
no,
necklace?
No, it didn't. It didn't. But I went to the doctor the next day, and they took blood.
Okay, good enough.
Thank you, Mo. Fantastic. You wear that jersey tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah,
you're gonna have a Sunday without the Lions. That last game of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Lions play Monday night.
I do.
Mo could be down there with his daiquiri. He could close out the season. You imagine if they need that game? If that game is of consequence. What that place will be like on a Sunday afternoon and the Lions aren't playing.
Packed house. Oh, yeah.
The first one of the year. 248-539-9797.
We should go to that game.
I'm all set. Dude, baseball's brutally boring life. I got to have, it's got to be TV.
But you get to hang out with me.
Like I said, brutally boring.
Wow.
Have a daiquiri with me. Come on, man.
Yeah, no.
Hey, you slick back hair Kenny. It's fun.
Kenny, if they make the playoffs, I will pay for all your daiquiris.
Mike, slick back hair Kenny, I've experienced it in baseball and football. You got to experience it.
I don't need to experience it.
Oh, he's a different person.
Yeah.
He takes the hat off. Oh, yeah.
I feel this sense of happiness somehow. That this place somehow doesn't give me.
Boop, bop, bop, beep, bop, boop. 248-539-9797. David, any? by the way, we are through the 8th. Nothing on the board. Twins, I think it's 12 or 13 straight twins have been set down. They can't hit. They got 3 hits on a day, but it's 2-2, top 9.
Oh, yeah.
Keep you posted. David, any ticket text you want to get to?
Yeah, I like this one. Last night, I tested a theory. I parlayed Tigers, Guardians, and Yanks money line to see if the voodoo is real. It's real, people.
It's real. I wonder, you know, I'm not going to do this math, but man, you probably could have retired if you just bet against the Twins on a nightly basis since August 10th.
Oh, you're right.
Because there have got to be some nights in there they've been losing to absolute dog water. Plus 210, plus 270, plus 180.
You're right.
Damn it. Oh, well. All right, take a little break. Let's get some football in the mix. David, music.
So we are going into week 4 of the college football season, or, you know, maybe week 5 if you believe week 0 is
real. Enrico ruined it.
He ruined it. How did he ruin it this time?
MSU's not going to have their best player on Saturday night.
Aiden Childs will be playing.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about best players, let's talk about some updated Heisman betting odds here. This is all according to ESPN Bet. So, last week, Cam Ward, who is still the leader, was at plus 800. He is at plus 550 now.
I mean, here, They don't play anybody.
Correct.
The ACC's terrible. They have a ton of talent. He's flashy. Highlights. I don't have a problem with it. I think they're a playoff team. I've said that since the summer. Why would I change now? Sneaky game this weekend, though.
Really?
At South Florida. Introduce yourself to Byron Brown.
Okay.
Just sneaky. That's all.
Because the way I'm looking at it, Mike, I was actually going to ask you, is this one where for the rest of the season, they just kind of pad his stats and leave him in the game?
The Jaden Daniels plan?
Yeah, where he throws for 4 touchdowns, even though they're up by 35 points.
I think he's got the highlight reel and the flash and the sizzle. And let's face it, the Heisman, it's useless. It's just a popularity contest.
Yes.
Well, speaking of that, this next one will tell you exactly that, that it's a popularity contest. There's been movement on Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning.
Okay. Hand me your money for Arch Manning for Heisman, and I'll just take care of it for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
You're out of your mind.
Quinn Ewers was plus 500 going into last week. He's now plus 1,800 with it, which is tied for 8th.
No. The answer's no.
Arch Manning was last week 150-1. He's now at plus 1,600, moved ahead of Quinn Ewers to 7.
They're just stealing people's money.
Yeah.
As long as yours isn't out for the year, you know, out for 3-4 weeks, you're fine. It's a ridiculous bet.
That's
it's
just silly. That Texas oil money right there. That's it.
Popularity contest.
No, because David, I don't think there's ever been a college player that people want to be great, not good, but great than Arch Manning because of the pedigree.
So this next one is a mention that I just want to say maybe you want to consider this one based on the pace he's on. And I laugh at the numbers here because it's no way he does this. This is not a video game. But last week, Ashton Jeanty, plus 3,500, bet ESPN, and now he's at plus 2,200. But here's the pace that he's on. Because everyone wants to see, okay, what is he doing? Well, Barry Sanders won the Heisman Trophy. He had a 1988 record of rushing for 2,628 yards and 37 touchdowns. Currently, Jeanty is on pace to rush for 2,754 yards and 54 touchdowns. Not going to happen.
David, it's video game numbers. The problem is, unfortunately, they didn't beat Oregon.
They didn't need to. They lost 37-34.
But I'm saying to win the Heisman, he had to have that game-winning, like 80-yard run with no time left, and then that would be his Heisman moment.
I'm not going to fight you. Like, we're not going to get into a knockdown dragout. Could not disagree with you more. If they've got Boise State in the playoff and this kid's got damn near 2,000 rushing yards, he's won the Heisman Trophy. He's the best running back in America.
Mike, he should, but as you know, it goes to a quarterback. And they're going to look, well, you're a small school. You didn't play anybody. I'm with you. I understand it. But it's a lot of the Heisman voters
are idiots who don't watch football.
I was going to say lazy, but sure.
What's the difference, really?
Well, your conversation there is leading me into my exact next point here. It's about Travis Hunter. Because I was reading so many articles this week regarding the Heisman. And people are wondering, well, why isn't he high? Why isn't he up there on this list? And my question to you is, does winning matter when you're doing what he's doing?
To me,
when
it does.
He is second nationally in receptions, second receiving touchdowns, 7th in receiving yards, and we all know what he does, the cornerback position. Does winning matter?
For me, it doesn't. For me, if you are that guy, but you just happen to be stuck on a bad team, but you still push through and you still put up the numbers knowing your team is not going to win. I look at that and I'm like, yes, because I like him right now. I would probably have him in the 10 to watch right now. So I like what he's doing out there. Plus, like you said, he's doing it on defense as well, getting interceptions. Yes, I like him.
And, Mike, you think winning does matter, even what he's doing.
Yeah, we're basically oil and water this segment.
Got you.
That's okay.
Got you. Understood. Let's get to some championship odds, the things that have changed, the teams that we should talk about, because something changed significantly with Tennessee. Tennessee was at plus 115 to make the playoff last week. The current odds is minus 200 to make the playoffs. Here's another shift, though, regarding Tennessee.
And you better be careful this weekend.
Yes, I agree.
That's the SEC debut at night for Oklahoma. Be careful. I'm just saying, they look great against Kent State.
Is that a cash to ticket tease?
I am offering. Rico, you know college football. Yeah. Be careful. Young QB, he's flashy, he's fun. NC State ain't no good, and I got news for you. This ain't Kent State. Just be careful.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
Be careful now.
But here's something that relates to Kenny, because Georgia's now involved in this. It was another shift between Georgia, Tennessee. Georgia had a 70% chance to beat Tennessee for last week's game. Mm-hmm. Now, they're dropped to 54% chance of beating Tennessee.
I'm going to stand by this. The game that Georgia will lose, I've been saying this since summer, and Kenny hates it. I'd like to welcome you to Vaught-Hemingway Stadium in the Grove. You're losing to Ole Miss. Oh. And then they're going to burn Oxford to the ground. It'll be a party that'll be felt for 10 years.
Not Bama.
No.
But Ole Miss. See, Kenny, I don't know what happened. I'm going to write this off as Georgia just had a bad day at the office, and they will straighten everything out, and they're going to be okay, and they're going to end up winning the whole thing.
Yes, but they'll lose to Ole Miss.
Really? Okay.
It irks Kenny when I say it, too. I love it.
It does.
It'll be okay,
buddy. It does.
Nice 13-12 win over Kentucky.
And then one last thing here. It involves the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Everyone talks about this. We talked about their schedule leading up into the season and how they were probably going to be 7-0 going into the Ohio State game. Well, right now, because of what they've done to make the playoff, their odds are at plus 700. Would that be something you would lay your money on right now for them to make that playoff?
You know what? It's one of those, David, I put a little bit on it. I need to see what happens when they go up against Illinois. It's going to be a step up in competition. But, yes, I wouldn't break the bank. But if you want that Jim Costa value pick, yeah, I could see that, especially if last week's Oregon doesn't show back up again and they go back to struggling against teams. They could somehow end up in Indy and really not play anybody.
Oil and water continues. Absolutely not.
You don't think they can get that third Big Ten spot?
No. I think they're cute. I think they're fun. They're not explosive. It's still a freshman QB. I can't. I think reality will set in for them. They're going to win 7-8 games, but like, I can't get them to 10-2 and get them in there. Not me. Would I like it? Sure. And then we get to watch more of the creepy Rayola wannabe Mahomes show. Oh, look, I got plastic surgery to look like him next. I mean, basically, it's the last thing missing. Does the same pregame warm-up, same numbers, same calisthenics.
Right, makes his girlfriend dress up like Britney. Like, okay,
take it easy. He's doing that now, too?
No, I said if he does.
Oh, I'm like, oh, dear.
No, I said if he does, that's when it's like, okay, we're going to just get you some help.
Noted.
So.
And that's an interesting way to end the college football blitz.